You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Where it's time for us to play Rattle Off, and it's brought to you by the good people at the Colorado Lottery. Who's first today? I think the first one in was Sean. Hey, Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
What are you up to today?
Oh, just working.
Yeah? What do you do, man?
Okay.
What do you do for a living?
I work for Denver Water.
What?
So
what?
I do a little bit of everything, you know, meter reading. And,
Did you say Denver Water?
Yes.
Denver water. Okay, yeah, your phone cut out. Well, that's cool. We need water, so thank you.
Good job.
I have to say that one of my spy fiction novels, the bad guy is trying to poison the water supply.
That's not cool.
And, I mean, that's the plot, you know, of the story. And I interviewed some people who worked for, it was not Denver Water, I will tell you that. But I talked to somebody, did some research with somebody who worked with the public water system. And they said it is frightening.
Dom,
how
don't give anyone any ideas.
Sean, you ready to play Rattle Off?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right. Jeremy came up with this one yesterday, and it made me laugh. So I want to do it because he had some story yesterday about a monkey.
No, yeah, it was National Monkey Day, like two
National
days ago.
National Monkey Day, right.
Yeah.
So we want five famous monkeys, or apes, or gorillas, but five famous monkeys that we've heard of, Sean. Ready, and go.
Okay, Bubbles the Chimp, King Kong.
Good.
Manila Gorilla.
Good.
Let's see.
Buddy.
That was really good.
He's looking for a Donkey Kong in there.
Oh man.
Or Curious George.
Curious George.
Oh, a little happy monkey.
Or Clyde from the Clint Eastwood movies.
Clyde.
Sean. Yes.
Listen, you did well.
Thank
you for being on the show. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. Like to listen to you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, man.
We appreciate that, buddy. Have a great Christmas. There he goes.
Gone.
Next up is Sweet Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning.
Now, I said Sweet Courtney. I don't know. For all we know, you're horrible. I mean, I don't know.
I try not to be.
Yeah, I bet. You sound like a sweetheart. What's your line of work?
I am actually a full-time student again and a nanny.
So what are you studying now? You went back to school. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I have a bachelor's in criminal justice, but I am going back to hopefully become a doctor this time around.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
You could be the doctor who solves crimes.
Yeah.
That'd be right up my alley.
You could perform surgery on somebody and then cuff them.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Wheel them out of there.
Now, how many years is this journey going to take?
It's probably going to take a solid 8 years.
Yeah.
Depends on what I'm going to choose to specialize in. It may be longer, it may be shorter, but I think 8 is probably a good rough estimate.
Did the pandemic kind of stir this in you to go do this?
No, I actually started doing this about a year ago, but the pandemic did make all of my online or all of my on-campus courses to online courses now, so it's a bit different.
So are you leaning towards one particular area right now?
Not particularly right now, but I am fascinated with the brain. I kind of feel like I'll end up specializing in neurology. There's just so little that we know about it.
Yeah.
It makes me excited.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're a smart cookie.
Why don't you become the person who finds the definitive solution and fix for central apnea? Not regular sleep apnea, but central apnea. If you find that, then
Dom,
I will
Dom will give you $5.
I will try my best.
My brother-in-law is an anesthesiologist. That was the route that he took.
Nice.
And he swears that that's the best. He's like,
yeah.
I love this.
I bet.
So. All right, you ready to play Rattle Off?
I'm ready to try.
It just so happens this one is more chick oriented, so this I don't know. This might be an advantage for you, but in 10 seconds, Courtney, we need five makeup brands. Five brands, not you know, types, but brands of makeup. Ready and go.
CoverGirl, Maybelline, Naked, Revlon.
Oh no!
You left out Mac and Elf.
Look at Dom. Gosh. Look at Dom.
Makeup wear. This is where I struggle.
This is where I struggle. Well, listen, good luck to you in school for the next 7-8 years. Yeah. Hope it goes well.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
Thanks, Courtney. Thank you. Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hello. Good morning.
Bobby.
You would have gotten those makeup brands, wouldn't you?
Well, I was thinking L'Oreal.
Is that makeup or a hair product?
Don't ask me.
Well, they make parfum.
Perfume?
So they've got perfume, so they've got to make makeup, don't you think?
I don't know, Bob.
Don't you think? They are two separate things. You know.
Do you call it perfume?
Parfum.
Well, that's how they always do in the commercials, you know. And this being Christmas time, you see a lot of the cologne commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They always spell it on the ads, P-A-R-F-U-M.
That's weird.
Yes, mm-hmm. in French.
It makes it sound fancier. Ooh, I smell fancy.
Must be French.
Bob.
Bob's cracking himself up.
I know.
It's really good. All right, tough guy. 10 seconds. I want five things we associate with France or the French. Five things we associate with France. Ready? And go.
The French Foreign Legion, Statue of Liberty, French fries, Dijon mustard, and...
time is up.
You left out Eiffel Tower.
And surrendering.
And the Louvre.
And the Louvre. And the Mona Lisa.
I don't know. French fries, would we have accepted that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, just it says.
Yeah, we associate.
Everybody's mad at France.
We do?
They don't eat French fries.
Yeah.
It's like what we associate with it. That's
all right.
Okay. Not that they necessarily came up
he
with it.
He didn't get it anyway.
No, but it was a good try.
They got
Bobby.
All right, guys.
All right,
have
Bob.
You
see you, man.
Bye-bye.
Probably the strangest call all week.
Papas fritas or something like
That's Spanish.
Oh. What do they call it in France?
Fries.
In England, they call them chips.
I don't know what they call them.
Hold on. You know we got to know.
What are French fries?
What do they call? They call them American fries, probably. What do they call
I'm so
French
confused.
Fries in France? When you just type in what do you
they're
call
probably,
French?
It's fancy. They're probably like fried potatoes.
Pomme de terre frite. I don't know the French pronunciation. I've never taken
a good
French
shot, though.
Pommes de terre frite.
It does sound fancier than French fries. I'll take a large French fry.
Could you possibly dip, know, a pomme de terre frite into like ranch dressing
right.
into your frosty?
No.
That's ridiculous. Hello, Heidi. Good morning. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know what's going on. We can't get a winner today. Are you going to solve that for us?
Come on, Heidi.
I sure hope so.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I'm in the service industry, so not much of anything right now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That, I feel so bad for you guys.
I do.
I do. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
What did you do for the service industry? Are you talking like waiter, waitress, bartender? Yeah, I was just saying the other day how much I miss my bartenders.
We miss you too.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
And just before this started, just before the pandemic hit, we had just discovered a new place as a restaurant that has a cool little bar in the restaurant. And we went there like 3 Fridays in a row, just sat at the bar and got appetizers. And the bartender there, she was like one of the best I've ever met. And then suddenly this hit.
in your new little place. Well, it was the like a fruit and an insect or something. It was a
fruit and an insect.
Apple
what?
Bees. Applebee's.
Oh, shut up. No, it wasn't.
It's Applebee's, Heidi.
In fact, I just drove by that place because it's about 10 miles away, and I just drove past it the other day, and I
real
went
real slow.
Aww. My hands reached out. You know, I let my took my hands off the wheel, and I just reached towards the window.
Well, Heidi, we hope it picks back up soon.
Yeah, we do.
Thanks.
We're thinking of
me
you.
Me too.
All right, you ready to play and win Rattle Off?
Yes.
You can do this. Don't overthink. This is easy enough. The letters are P-R-O, pro. P-R-O, okay. Pro. In 10 seconds, we need five words that start with P-R-O. And it doesn't even have to be pronounced pro, you know. Five words that begin with P-R-O. Ready? And go.
Prototype, protocol, pro-am, pro tennis, pro, I don't know.
Oh, nuts.
Proof, professor, progress.
And many
prom,
more. Many,
and
many more.
More. I thought that was going to be the layup.
Oh, Heidi.
Dude, it should have been.
Well.
I blame the second and third graders.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye, Heidi.
We're running out of time. I mean, we're going to have to really do a layup. That means, Brandon, you're going to get a really easy one, you dog.
Awesome.
Yeah.
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 It's good to be towards the end of the line.
Good to be Brandon.
What do you do, Brandon?
Always. I'm an Amazon delivery driver.
Right. Nice. Thank
Jeremy's
you.
Been leaving like treats out for you guys.
Snacks and yeah, nibblies and drinks.
Mm-hmm. That's the best part. Keep doing
it. Isn't?
Good, man.
Yeah.
We were a little concerned when we first started doing it if you guys would take it because it's, you know, it's coming from inside somebody's house, but everything's sealed.
Yeah.
It's all sealed up. Thank you for your hard work, though, dude.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Here's what you'll get an easy one then. It was P-R-O. Now we'll just do the first two letters, P-R. I need five words that begin with P-R. You can do this. Ready and go.
Probably prep, prolapse, prequel, preterre. Is that five? Profile.
Just profile. Not get the message. Profile there at the end. Yeah, though. Yeah.
It was five.
It was five. All day long, it was five.
Yeah, it was five.
You just delivered a win. Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Get it?
Wow.
Didn't even take 2 days to get here.
Nope. Next day delivery.
Boom.
You're funny, Brandon. Listen, you get the prize. Hold on, and Josh will tell you all about it, okay?
Thank you.
Goodbye.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening.